favorite studies major, y'all Rutgers guys, and then you all end up here at the Pages. How can we not connect these dots? I mean, we're gonna talk about this forever, you know?
I mean, you can talk about it. I mean, it is what it is, man. We're all very, like I said, we're all very close. We're like basically like the same people. So I mean, you could say we're all brothers, and we all do the same things. Like I said, these are really my brothers. I would do anything for these guys, man. I love them to death. I love them just like they came out of my own mother's womb.
Did you follow the CBA and the lockout and everything more so than just as an average fan?
Oh, yes, I did, because we was actually in I was in the sports labor class at the time, and we were going through things like that, going through the CBA in my class. I thought it was very interesting. That's one of the things. The sports labor class is what really got me into wanting to go to law school, study labor law, and eventually branch out maybe to the sports or just stay in regular union. And labor law.
So did the players get a good deal, or could you have gotten a better
one? To tell you the truth, I think they got a great deal. I think DeMarie Smith did a wonderful job in doing what he does, and the NFL, the players definitely got a good deal.
I was going to ask you, I just spoke to Dobson a little bit about the relation that he immediately feels to the guys that he's been drafted with. You got the Rutgers guys, but is it a nice chemistry so far with the other players?
Oh, yes, definitely. You can just tell that we're all, like, really excited to be here and to get to work at the same time. I talked to them all like I knew them for about 5 years. So we definitely have grown and bonded together in these last couple of days, and I'm definitely looking forward to what is planned for us over the next couple of years.
When you get drafted, do you immediately go online and say, okay, well, who else is on the cornerback position on this team, and where am I going to live? Is there a good restaurant around? I mean, how does that?
I would say for the first 2 days, probably the weekend, no. You're just excited, and you're very just excited, and you're enjoying the time with your family. Everybody's celebrating. But I would say probably by Sunday, I was on the internet doing a lot of research, depth chart, all those things of that nature, and housing, everything.
Whose job are you taking? I'm kidding.
Well, see, I'm just here to compete.
Do you guys have to, like, let the other draft picks in, because you kind of got your own little clique and gang going, and it's like you have to make sure you include those other guys?
I would say yes, because at the same time, I'm so comfortable with Logue, Brandon Jones, Steve Harness, so we all know each other, and we just have to sometimes branch ourselves out to let people know that we're not shutting them out at all, but we're just very close with each other, and I'm hoping I can get close to Josh Boyce and Dobson the same way that I am with Brandon Jones and Logan Ryan.
How much did it mean to you, the faith that Coach Belichick put into you picking you where he did?
A lot. I mean, anybody being picked 91st out of so many players, it means a lot. And for Coach Belichick to put that much faith in me is just amazing. Obviously, he sees a lot of things in me, and I'm just making sure that I hold up my end to the bargain.
Has your mom gotten over the fact that they didn't have high?
I think she did. She's fine now. She's just a little sad that I'm gonna be going away. She's definitely spoiled me. I'm a mama's boy, so she's a little sad that I'm gonna be going away so far away.
Do you feel any I don't want to say extra pressure, but anything on you to kind of live up to that, because you were expecting to go later, if not at all, and he put that faith in you. Do you feel any extra to maybe show?
No pressure at all, because what I did in college and what I did prior to this is what got me here. So I just need to do what I was doing, and just get better each and every day, learn the techniques that they teach, the schemes, the plans, and I think I'll be fine.
Do you see, Coach Belichick talked a lot about the similarities of the programs. I know it's really early, but even just walking in here, just attitude-wise, do you see some similarities?
Definitely. I see a lot of similarities. I see where Coach Shiano got some of his sayings, his structure of his program from, and it just feels literally like Rutgers. Like, it's definitely some changes, but at the same time, I feel home and I feel very comfortable with the structure of this program, because it's very similar to what I came from.
What does Coach Shiano say that you already heard today? What does Coach Shiano say that you already heard here today?
You mean Coach Belichick?
both of them.
Just about putting the team first. That's one of the sayings on the wall when you walk in. Things that we do, you got to put the team first. Coach Chiano preached that, and Coach Belichick is doing the same thing to me. And it's very important to have that type of that approach to the game, because teams win the game. You never win the game by yourself, especially this is a team sport. So putting the team first is definitely something that I've seen at both places.
Feel a little bit like, you know, starting over your freshman year at Rutgers here, you know, McCoy's gonna be mentoring you guys a little bit. You've got all your teammates around.
Yes, definitely. You got McCoy there. I seen him today, and then I seen Justin Francis. It's very similar. You know, you're starting at the bottom. You're trying to learn the defense. You're just trying to figure out your role on this team and what it's going to be. So it's definitely like starting over freshman year again.
When you were young at Rutgers, did you see kind of some coaching tendencies from McCourty while you're there?
Oh, yes, definitely. Devin used to take me off to the side and after practices, just meet between me and him and just explain the defense to me. He's a very intelligent football player. He always knows from the defensive line to the secondary what is going on. And I think that's what really makes him the exceptional football player that he is.
When did you decide as a young kid to be a pro football player?
Probably when I was about 4. My grandfather, who is deceased now, used to take me to Delaware State football games, and he was alumni there, and he had a little box seat. We used to go there every weekend that they had a football game, and I realized then and there that this is what I want to do the rest of my life.
And I'm sure all your friends have felt the same way growing up, but you're the one who's here. Yeah. It must be a little. How do you think they feel? Because at least one of you got here, but it was you and not them.
I think they're excited for me, man. All the friends back home, they were definitely all excited for me. I had to think about 400 text messages that night, so it just shows the utmost support that I got from friends and family from back home.
I know it's Urlacher on radio a few weeks ago. Brian Urlacher said, only one team in the NFL wins every year. Mm-hmm. That's the Patriots. So you're not exactly coming to a team that's not supposed to achieve immediately with you in the lineup someplace.
Can you repeat that?
It must be. You're expected to achieve right away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the program that Coach Belichick built here. They win football games, and I'm just trying to come in and just find my role to help them win the football games.